Hi, Alex. It's good to be on the radio again. Today, I've got an Australian family drama with a bit of a twist and a Chinese action film with lots of twists, kicks, jumps, and punches. I'll start with the Australian family drama. This one's called A Lion Returns. It stars Tyler Denawi, Danny Alachi, Helen Chabate, and Sam Danoon. It's written and directed by Serhat Karadi, who did Cedar Boys a couple of years ago. Black sheep of the family, Jamal, played by Denawi, has been away for a while. He's heard that Mum, played by Chabate, is very sick and wants to visit her.
I have to see my mum.
Normally that wouldn't be an insurmountable problem, but Jamal is a jihadi who's been off fighting in Syria. And his family has pretty much disowned him.
You've damaged this family and your actions, they have consequences.
But if Jamal can just convince brother Omar, played by Alachi, to let him see Mum for 5 minutes, everything might just be all right.
I'll try.
But then again, it might not. A Lion Returns is confronting viewing, the sort of heavy family drama that you won't see on Neighbours or Home and Away. Jamal may have been a jihadi, but he's no cardboard cutout villain. He's a young man full of regrets for what he's done, but he still believes he went to Syria for the right reasons. Brother Omar, of course, rejects Jamal's arguments completely, but realises that it would probably do Jamal some good to see Mum, as it's quite apparent that he's suffering from PTSD and other mental health issues. If you're going to watch this film, be prepared for scenes longer than you would normally see in a modern feature film. In particular, the opening scene, which features Jamal and Omar debating, arguing, and negotiating in the back seat of a car. The scene's very dialogue heavy, and it feels like it could have been a stage play on its own.
A lot of people relying on you.
On the positive side, once it kicks into gear, there are a couple of family members in particular who really don't want to see Jamal for various reasons, which really helps to ramp up the tension to a potentially explosive climax. A Lion Returns might be a bit wordy and move a bit slow for some, but it does avoid cliche, and the main characters feel fully fleshed out. I was purring quite contentedly after watching this one. But not so much this one. Ip Man Kung Fu Master, starring Dennis Toh, Michael Wong, Wan Li Ryo Jin, Dong Feng Wei, and Tong Zhao Hu. It's directed by Li Ming Li. This is his first contribution to the Ip Man films. There seem to have been at least six other films in the franchise since 2008. Possibly even more. In the first Ip Man in 2008, Dennis Toh played a character called Hu Wei, but in 2010's The Legend is Born, Ip Man, Toh takes on the title role of Ip Man, in spite of Donnie Yen playing Ip Man in Ip Man 1, 2, 3 and 4.
应该会吧.
So here in Ip Man Kung Fu Master, we have Dennis Toh reprising his role from 2010 in what may or may not be a prequel to The Legend is Born, Ip Man. I'm quite confused as this is my first journey into the Ip Man universe, and the plot summary for the 2010 film on IMDb seems very similar to this one. Apparently, Ip Man Dennis Toh was a police captain in Foshan during the 1930s. Because of his very particular set of kung fu skills, he's not afraid to upset the local axe gang.
在佛山.
Or be a thorn in the side of the invading Japanese, who invite him to come and fight their best exponent of karate. I don't know why they just don't try to shoot him. I really feel I've missed something not having seen any previous Ip Man, as there was a lot of assumed knowledge presumed of the viewer in this movie.
在我这儿只有一个法, 就是国法.
The one-on-one fight choreography is pretty impressive, but Ip Man taking on at least 50 men and one angry woman wielding axes stretches credibility. But that's not the only thing. Forget serious training, Ip Man trains best when he and the local alcoholic Sifu tie one on and try to belt the bejesus out of one another. But it works. Ip Man becomes invincible. He also seems to become Batman in a Panama hat for a while. And I should mention three of the main villains who seem to dress like they're in The Matrix. I found the music in this film to be a bit yuck, from the cheesy montage song midway through the film to the not-quite-blaze-of-glory-style song over the closing credits. I really think I had to be there for the other six or so Ip Man films to get this one. Ip Man Kung Fu Master lacks punch, I was really confused, and I didn't get much of a kick out of it.